This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
As you always are, to take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever is on your mind. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. And we've also got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. So join us over there, get on the air with us, and in the studio, it's Ian,
Michael,
and Mark.
So we've been talking about everything from North Korea and demilitarization, which has been happening. They had a South Korea had a November 30th deadline to effectively demilitarize the border, and North Korea, well, they were running out of time, so they just went ahead and blew up their guard checkpoints, things that they had along the border. At least 10 of them completely exploded in pretty amazing video footage, too. So that happened, and they're working towards, you know, further summits and agreements towards actually ending the war. We also started out the show talking about some controversy in the area of a song that, Baby It's Cold Outside, that apparently some people are offended by, one radio station in Cleveland apparently taking it off their playlist, and we looked at some of the lyrics, and we couldn't figure out what exactly was so offensive about it, but it led to a more important discussion about power dynamics and relationships and how things have changed over decades in, you know, how men and women interact with one another.
And we came to no conclusions, mind you.
Sure. And Michael Hampton's here with us. He found a story written by apparently a feminist analyzing the song as well. So I want to get into that. But I did mention further on the North Korean topic that Donald Trump, and this is a headline from The Guardian as of yesterday over at TheGuardian.com. Headline, Donald Trump likes North Korean leader and will fulfill Chairman Kim's wishes. Donald Trump wants Kim Jong-un to know he likes him and will fulfill his wishes, according to South Korean President Moon Jae-in on Sunday, after meeting the U.S. president at the G20 summit in Argentina. Moon, who's hoping to host Kim on the first ever trip to Seoul by a North Korean leader. First ever.
Yeah.
In the history of North Korea, as agreed earlier this year, said Trump had asked him to pass on a message. Quote, the message is that President Trump has very favorable views toward Chairman Kim, and he likes him, said Moon to reporters on a flight to New Zealand, where he started a three-day state visit Sunday. Quote, as such, he asked me to tell Chairman Kim that he wants to implement the rest of their agreement together, and he will fulfill Chairman Kim's wishes. And I guess one of the wishes that, if I recall from their summit, was ostensibly that Kim wants...
Choco pies?
They got a lot of choco pies in North Korea. But you're referring to the form of payment in certain North Korean factories where workers are actually paid with choco pies.
Yeah, it's become a sort of currency.
Kind of like a tasteless, almost, I mean, it's not a very good snack.
It's a moon pie.
Yeah.
It's a small moon pie.
Not a very good one.
Not in my opinion.
As such,
have you tasted one?
Yes.
Yeah, somebody sent us a box full of choco pies.
From North Korea.
Wherever it is they're made.
Probably South Korea.
Yeah,
I'm sure they're not being made in North Korea.
But it might even be made in China. I don't know. But either way, one of the wishes, I think, was that Kim said he wanted protection from the United States. He said, hey, if I'm going to give up on these nuclear weapons, I want your agreement that you're going to protect me, basically. And Trump seemed to be willing to do that. So maybe that's one of the wishes. I'm not sure what the other ones are. While striking, the avowal of affection was not as strident as one offered by Trump in September. Then the president drew applause at a campaign rally by describing beautiful letters he'd exchanged with Kim and saying, we fell in love, okay?
Well.
Trump, who met Kim in Singapore in June.
Seems like plenty.
Said on Saturday he's likely to meet the North Korean leader next January or in February with three sites under consideration. He said from Air Force One, quote, we're getting along very well. We have a good relationship.
Didn't mention being in love, all right.
Trump added that at some point he will invite Kim to the U.S., Kim and Trump pledged at their first meeting to work towards denuclearization, although the two sides have since made little progress. The White House said in a statement Saturday after Trump's meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping.
Sometimes big deals require more than one meeting. You know, that I think it's a great idea. Let's get Kim Jong-un into the United States. Bring him to the NBA Finals. I don't know when that is.
Get Dennis Rodman in there.
Right, right. Like, you know, surround him. Get Michael Jordan, LeBron, Dennis Rodman. Not that Rodman belongs in that crowd, mind you, but, Rodman's a mainstay in North Korea. Bring out some basketball stars and wow this guy that loves basketball. Take him to Trump Tower or some other hotel. Take him to some casinos. Give him a show. You know, showgirls kicking and the whole deal.
See, Ken, this is what it looks like when a hotel's finished.
Yeah.
There's been a hotel, like their star hotel in Pyongyang that's been under construction for, like, decades.
Well, there's no point in finishing it. There's only the point in having a couple of floors and making it look like it's much bigger than it is. That hotel is fulfilling its goal, its purpose.
So the White House said in a statement that they're hoping Kim will strive to see a nuclear-free Korean peninsula and that the Chinese president and Trump both agreed that great progress has been made with respect to North Korea. Trump has frequently described a warm personal relationship with Kim, arguing that this will help achieve a diplomatic breakthrough. Trump's critics say warm words have failed to yield concrete concessions from one of the world's most authoritarian states. Moon said in a second summit that between Kim and Trump, Trump will prove to be the most critical moment for North Korean denuclearization.
Yeah, I think that Un probably doesn't have the power that the Western press suggests that he does. I think that...
Do you think he's beholden to the committee or whatever?
Yeah,
there's some kind of...
Well, yeah, there's this committee of soldiers that want to give themselves medals so badly that they line them down their pants. guys, you haven't fought anything. You haven't done anything. There's no reason for medals. The Korean War has been over for many decades. But, whatever. I guess they're getting medals for writing memos when they were a lieutenant or something. And those guys
have something.
Some power.
Yeah, I mean, obviously they do, but he is called the supreme leader of North Korea.
It's a cult of personality.
Trump is called the chief executive of the United States.
That's another cult of personality.
So, again, not a huge fan of these governments, not a huge fan of, presidents and supreme leaders and all that, but I will say, I'll give credit where credit's due.
Right, because I think you try to be fair.
Yeah. And the fact is, Trump deserves a lot of credit for this. No other president before him was ever able to have a conversation in person with the North Korean supreme leader, with the dear leader over there. It's just never happened before, and the fact that Trump could do it. Now, there was, I think Dunker pointed out in our chat room on Twitch that Carolina Rebel, pointed out that we may actually owe a lot of this to Dennis Rodman.
Yeah.
Because Dennis Rodman paved the ground for Trump, I think, by going over there and really being the first American to meet with Kim Jong-un in any kind of meaningful manner. And they had, of course, the basketball. There was some sort of a basketball event that was going to go on with a special team coming in from the United States to play the North Korean team. And Rodman was a part of that situation. And they hit it off. And that seemed to really be the kind of.
I think it's time for President Trump to give Rodman the presidential medal for
him. Yeah, right on. So toll free number here tonight 855-450-FREE if you want to join us. So back to song lyrics, unless y'all have more to say.
Obama gave one to his vice president. If that's not the most self-serving thing, just go ahead.
Anything else
for everyone
on North Korea?
No.
Guys, all right. So we'll keep you in the loop as that situation continues to develop. Hopefully it will continue to develop positively. I mean, it's every time we look at what's going on there, there's always some little bit of good news about, oh, look, they just blew up their guard posts. Amazing.
Big deal.
It's amazing to see, and I personally, I think I actually do want to go tour the area at some point.
Yeah.
A year or two when it's settled down a little?
It definitely seems like an interesting place to visit. I mean, there's no doubt about that.
I don't know that I could get that level of anonymity. I've been doing Free Talk Live too long.
You're too worried they're going to know
Ian
who you are.
Ian and I have disparaged North Korea too often.
You could stay on the South Korean side. Look through binoculars.
Yeah.
If you want. All right, so more coming up here. Your calls and thoughts, welcome. We're going to get into a feminist opinion. And this isn't from this week. This is from 2010 or something.
This is from 2010.
About Baby It's Cold Outside. Come back around to what we were talking about at the beginning of the show, because I want to hear what a feminist has to say about this. In moments, 855-450-FREE, like freedom, you can join us on the radio. It's Free Talk Live.
Your property and your family are precious. Protect them with Blink, like we have. Blink motion-activated HD cameras are wire-free, set up fast, and their batteries last up to 2 years. Blink's live feed option lets you monitor what's happening at home anytime, anywhere, from your smartphone. No contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. Get your Blink camera system starting at less than $100 by visiting blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL.
There are basically two types of advertising: direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost to listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, mark@freetalklive.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special, plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-951-5617 and use promo code FTL. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You number. You can put whatever you want. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got your Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. And Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialist at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, like Applebee's, Domino's, Home Depot, Uber, Hotels.com, Nike, and hundreds more, it's now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these steps. Go to giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight, and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. It's giftcards.bitcoin.com. As we continue here, Michael, you found a story by a feminist. It's a little too lengthy. You're going to give us some excerpts on Baby It's Cold Outside, the controversy that apparently didn't just start in 2018.
No, this seems to come up every year or so.
Somebody gets all upset about the fact that this song exists. And it's
never heard it before, doesn't understand the era that it came from.
Yeah, I would say the lyrics are pretty innocent and cute, and it's a fun little back and forth with a duet song. In fact, I've been looking for a new duet song to sing at karaoke, so I'm probably going to try this one out.
This might actually work.
At some point.
Might actually work.
But
nobody's going to sing this with you, dude.
You'd be surprised, actually.
No.
Anyway, go ahead, Michael, with the story. Where's it from?
So this is from Persephone Magazine, which is a feminist
book. Sounds like a feminist,
yeah.
Right.
By Sleigh Bell, listening...
Sleigh Bell.
Feminist.
Is it spelled S-L-A-Y-B-E-L-L-E?
Yes,
okay.
That's exactly how it's spelled.
Okay.
Listening while feminist, in defense of Baby It's Cold Outside.
Oh, she's going to defend it?
Yes.
All right. Even more interesting.
Yes. So the article goes, I've heard the take on Baby as, quote, rapey a couple of times over the years, and the concern about the song usually centers in on one line, say, what's in this drink? Which many contemporary listeners assume is a reference to a date rape drug. But narrowing in on this particular line divorces it from its own internal context, and having only passing familiarity with the song divorces it from its cultural context.
Mm.
Now, the structure of Baby is a back-and-forth conversation between the male and female singers. Every line the woman utters is answered by him until they come together at the end of the song. When we just look at Say What's in This Drink, we ignore the lines that precede and follow this, which are what indicates to the listener how we're supposed to read the context.
Which is what people who, don't want you to pay attention to context will do, right?
Yes.
They'll just highlight the thing they consider the most offensive and then...
Let's take this little thing here, take it out of context, and they get all offended over it. So... She goes on, the song sets up a story where the woman has dropped by her beau's house on a cold winter night.
Mm-hmm.
They talk in the first verse about how long she's going to stay. She has, quote, another drink and stays longer, and then later in the evening it's implied that she's going to sleep over. If we look at the text of the song, the woman gives plenty of indication that she wants to stay the night. At the time period the song was written, 1936, good girls, especially young unmarried girls, did not spend the night at a man's house unsupervised. The tension in this song comes from her own desire to stay and society's expectations that she'll go.
Yes.
We see this in the organization of the song, from stopping by for a visit, to deciding to push the line by staying longer, to wanting to spend the entire night, which is really pushing the bounds of acceptability.
Right. I mean, the suggestion here could be that she wanted to spend the night. That's why she stopped by in the first place on a night on which it was cold and so on and so forth. That, she would then protest as though she, I have to go, wanting him to beg her to stay.
Her beau, in this repeated refrain, Baby, it's cold outside, is offering her the excuse she needs to stay without guilt.
Mm-hmm. Right. What would people think if he let her go, right?
Right. So... What he's singing while she's talking about what other people think of her, he's providing her with a list of cover stories, essential excuses she can use to explain why she hasn't or won't go home. It's cold out, it's snowing, the cabs aren't running, the storm is becoming a blizzard, she might get hurt trying to get home. He's complimenting her as well, something that many criticisms of the song hone on. She has beautiful eyes, her lips look delicious, her hair looks swell, but this is standard romantic language. They're having an intimate time together, and he's far less constrained by societal expectations, so he can ask her to stay. It's always assumed that she'll turn him down, but she does. Except that she doesn't want to. It's her mother, her father, her aunt, her neighbors that want her to go home in a storm. She's having a lovely time.
Yes, and this is the difference in the feminist community between the sex-positive feminists, and I don't know what the other ones are called, but...
Is this one a sex-positive one?
It has that sound. It's trying to empower that woman surrounding what appears to be a sexual choice that she wants to make.
Yeah, I think this is excellent analysis.
Yeah, it is. So let's talk about that drink. I've discussed solely looking at the lyrics of this song and its internal universe so far, but I think that line, "say what's in this drink," needs to be explained in a broader context to refute the idea that he spiked her drink. "Say what's in this drink" is a well-used phrase that was common in movies of the time period and isn't really used in the same manner any longer.
Mm.
The phrase generally referred to someone saying or doing something they thought they wouldn't in normal circumstances. It's a nod to the idea that alcohol is, quote, making them do something unusual. But the joke is almost always that there's nothing in the drink. The drink is the excuse. The drink is the shield someone gets to hold up in front of them to protect them from criticism.
Ah, so in line with the whole concern about what people are thinking.
Right.
It's like, oh, well, it wasn't just me making the decision. I had a few too many or something like that.
Right. Now, the song, which is a back and forth, closes with the two voices in harmony. This is important. They've come together. They're happy. They're in agreement. The music has a wonderfully dramatic upswell and ends on a high note, both literally and figuratively.
Mm-hmm.
The song ends with a woman doing what she wants to do, not what she's expected to do, and there's something very encouraging about that message.
Now,
bravo.
I think what they're looking for, many of the people that dislike this song, what they're looking for is...
Something to complain about?
Well, there's so many of these advertisements from the past that are disparaging to women, their decision-making abilities, their role in the family, and all these things. They exist. There's no doubt. All you have to do is go look it up. Ads that disparage women.
Mm-hmm.
Use any search engine. You will find some pretty yucky stuff out there, no doubt.
You're talking about from, like, way, way back?
Yeah, they're print ads. They're
print ads. Okay,
the easiest thing for the internet to provide you. I'm sure there's something from television, or as a matter of fact, I remember a television one with talking about women and how they make decisions about cars based on how pretty it is. some women make decisions on cars that way. So lots of men do too. So no big
deal. There's a reason why they make cars look attractive, right? You don't want a boxy old ugly thing.
Yeah.
All right. Is that it?
That's it.
I thought that was excellent. I mean, really, what was her name? Sleigh Bell?
Sleigh Bell.
Sleigh Bell.
SlayBellMagazine.com.
Did a great job of really explaining that song, and I don't know if it can even be heard by the feminists who are up in arms over this. I mean, I don't know if they could even really understand what that article just said, because they're just so looking to be upset, so looking to be mad about something. And that's just such a sensible analysis.
Let's just drop the anger and love each other.
There you go. That's a good idea. 8:55. Wow. Shocking concept here as we get into the holiday season. That people are just people. 855 450 free. 855-450-3733. Take control of the airwaves. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books. USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robert Walensky. members of the military honoring George H.W. Bush, the 41st President of the United States, as his casket arrives at the Capitol. He is the 12th President to lie in state inside the rotunda, and the public will be able to pay respects until Wednesday. A remarkable ceremony as the entire Bush family inside the rotunda, the 43rd President of the United States, George W. Bush, describing his father as a man of the highest character and the best dad a son or daughter could ask for. Vice President Mike Pence.
On behalf of the first family and my family and the American people, we offer our deepest sympathies and respects to your family.
And flags flying at half staff across the country. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work, because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
We're talking about baby, it's cold outside, and the controversy, which I would say has been put to rest by Slay Bell over at the Persephone blog. She wrote an excellent piece
a decade ago.
Almost a decade
2010.
Ago.
2010.
She should have put it to rest, but apparently not everyone's read it. But she did a great job of explaining how it's not at all offensive in any way, shape, or form, and it's actually a really pleasant and agreeable song, and it, I thought it was great. You linked to it, by the way, Michael, on our Twitter and our Mastodon. So if you want to follow our social media, you can go to twitter.freetalklive.com. Mastodon, you can go to toot.freetalklive.com. That's the decentralized alternative to Twitter. I think it's much better. You ought to check that one out, toot.freetalklive.com. Or if you're on Telegram, you can follow our Telegram channel directly there at telegram.freetalklive.com. The links to that analysis and some of the stuff we talked about with North Korea are all up there for you to see on those platforms. As we continue, we'll take your calls and thoughts about what you want. I do want to let you know about hope.freetalklive.com. Mark, this is the first time I think that we're going to be talking about Hope in a recent while. It's been several months. Our listeners helped fund a orphanage.
It
was built in Uganda.
And it's complete. Potties, beds, showers, everything that the kids need.
Two stories, right?
Two stories. A place for the caretaker to sleep. There's actually more than one place for caretakers can sleep. Mm-hmm. And it's functioning not only as an orphanage, but as a bit of a community center. So kids from around the
the town, Kamunga is the name of the town. Kagoma, I'm sorry. Kagoma, the kids from around town, they come, they want to play with the other kids, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's some, but there's still some issues. They're basically house poor. So they have a place, but they don't have any money. And they need, you know, they need to get money consistently. There's no begging to be done. Right? Like, they're in a village in Uganda.
With other poor people.
Right. There's no begging to be done, so the begging has to be done basically on the internet. I would like this begging to stop. I would like people to, them to have a livelihood as opposed to that livelihood being begging.
Mm-hmm.
And so what my goal is to buy a piece of land. And that will allow them to grow some food to feed the orphans, any extra food that's grown. By the way, they have a bunch of free labor. You know, they got a bunch of kids.
Yeah. Kids, yeah.
And, you know, it's any extra food that's grown, they can sell at market and then use that money to buy different food or pay for their school fees. This is basically all they need money for, is school fees and food. And if we, if while they're learning or whatever, they can also rent the land to a local farmer. So farmers there have the, you know, they got enough seed. They can just, if they can find some more land, they'll plant some more stuff and sell some more stuff, and they'll pay some rent to the kids, and then that money can go to buy food, or they could just get the food from the farmer as rent or whatever the situation is. I think that it's very versatile, this idea of you know, them having a little bit of agriculture. It gives the kids a real opportunity to learn something, a skill that they can use, and to pay their own way. They're no longer beggars, then they're entrepreneurs. So,
sounds great.
Yeah.
Now, main objection I would think is going to be, how do you know it's really going to be used for what they're saying it's going to be used for? I mean, before you had pictures of the orphanage as it was being built.
Yep.
There was some pictures that were, you know, custom taken that were clearly intended to be seen by you.
I am not going to send $35,000 to some guy in Africa and hope that he does what I want him to do with it.
Yeah, would be a concern, I think.
Yeah, I am, however, going to purchase this land in the name of the Shire Free Church. And that's something that can be done through their...
like a broker or something?
Yeah.
What do you do with it?
Well, I've got the same guy, the preacher, Kamua Saul, is going to work as my agent. I'm going to give him a little money because he's going to be taking his time to
do it.
This
is the guy who you contacted independently, who lives somewhere nearby in Uganda.
Right, but nearby by our standards. He's like 20 miles away.
So he didn't know the person who was running the, wasn't in the immediate area of the person running this particular facility, the orphanage. So you reached out to this guy as sort of your man on the ground, somebody who can be an independent verifier that things are actually going on and that the guy who you're sending the money to isn't just, you know, spending it on, you know, cocaine and hookers or something.
I don't know where they would get coke there, but yeah, he's not doing that. And I have people. I've had multiple people go and check on this, and the project keeps on getting checked on.
Yeah,
because you know, I'm
accountability is important.
I'm dealing with other people's money here.
Yeah.
It's one thing if I just write a check and I send it and then forget about it. It's another thing entirely if people place their trust in me and I'm asking them to. Place your trust in me, because I keep checking on this, and I keep being satisfied that the truth is being told to me.
Yeah.
And that's
important.
Yeah, best I can tell, this guy, Defuna Johnson, is trying to tell the truth as best he can. His English is not the greatest.
Sure.
And he sits in with the kids on English classes, trying to learn. And he's getting better. We've been talking for 3 years now.
Wow.
So, yeah, we're going to, the Shire Free Church is going to own this land.
How much of the 30, you're saying 30,000 is the goal?
35.
35. How much of that goes to the land itself?
30. And I'm going to keep, I don't know.
Is that a lot of money?
$5,000 an acre for 6 acres.
That seems like a lot of money.
It's half of what land here would, well, farmland in New Hampshire, I can't tell you, but I can tell you the land that I bought was $10,000 an acre.
Really?
When I bought some land. So this is flat, good, fertile farmland that's already ready to go. You don't have to pull trees or anything like that. I'm not saying that I considered $5,000 to be a lot of money. And I've met a few people, you know, talked to a few people, like, wow, $5,000. Because we would think that it would be lower. But The fact is I just don't have any idea, and I checked on several pieces of land, and this is the number I keep getting told independently by two different people.
Okay.
So best I got is that's the case.
How can people help with this?
They go to hope.freetalklive.com. It's hope.freetalklive.com. I've got those stories written out there a little bit better, and every option to pay the imaginable known to man is available there for you. If you want to do PayPal, you want to do Bitcoin, you want to do whatever, I've got it there. It's hope.freetalklive.com, because I hope we can buy a piece of land, hold it in the name of the Shire Free Church, and these kids can do some farming and learn some farming.
Let's go to Jerry. He's in Montana, listening to KINX on the FM band. Hello, Jerry.
It's Gary, not Jerry, for what
I'm
that's
sorry
worth.
About that.
That's okay.
Gary,
no big deal. Well, you were talking about this band song in Cleveland.
Yeah.
And here's just a comment that I was wondering about. If they're going to ban a song, why wouldn't they ban You Made Me Love You? I didn't want to do it.
That sounds pretty awful. Who sang that one?
Judy Garland sung Clark Gable in a movie. Yeah, your old movie. Judy Garland sang it to Clark Gable.
You know, maybe they would, but...
Don't give them ideas.
Maybe they would, but the thing is, that's not usually a Christmas song, though, is it? It's not,
no,
not
it's
something
not a
we normally
song.
Play at
no,
this
no,
time
no,
of
I
year.
No, I was just saying that if they thought a song should be banned, that one came to mind to me. For what
yeah, he's
worth.
Just saying they should add it to the list. I'm sure there's a bunch of songs with offensive... I mean, there's plenty of offensive lyrics out there, especially right. You know, songs made by rap artists in the 1990s, but you know, that's all fine.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, you want to talk about diminishing women, right? Calling them hoes or whatever it was. That
right,
they were
but
doing.
Oh, sure. We have to go after this 70-year-old song.
Jerry, thanks for sharing that. Anything else you want to share tonight? Go ahead.
Well, I was just wondering if Trump wants to solve the immigration problem and the national debt problem, he should just annex Mexico and we can tax all the drug lords.
That's a new idea. Thanks for the call, Jerry. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. Yeah, that's one that I've never heard anybody propose before, so I'll give him credit for that. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom.
So if the United States government had stayed within its constitutional bounds and essentially just been a military compact and an agreement for interstate trade, then it would make a lot of sense for any Mexican state or Canadian province to just choose to sign on to that rather than staying with their much larger government that they've currently got. And maybe they'd want to. That seems like a better solution than most things to me.
All right. We may have time for you. If you're on the line with us now, stick with us. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. The remaining moments of Free Talk Live are coming up.
We have some good news. The indictments against Ross Ulbricht in the District of Maryland were dismissed with prejudice, meaning they can never be refiled. This is especially good because those indictments contain the only charge ever made that Ross engaged in murder for hire. This was a serious allegation that Ross Ulbricht denies. It was never prosecuted or ruled on by a jury, but was trumpeted by the federal government and the media as if it were proven fact. The Maryland court held these indictments for almost 5 years, poisoning Ross's case and leaving him under a cloud of unproven allegations. As explained in Ross's appeal to the Supreme Court, the fact that the judge used these allegations to give Ross a draconian sentence of double life without parole violated his Sixth Amendment right to a jury trial. Judges are required to issue sentences based on convictions decided by a jury, not unproven allegations, never even charged at trial. Although this is a positive development, the dropped indictment will not set Ross free. Now, a presidential pardon is Ross's only hope of freedom. Sign the petition at freeross.org. FreeRoss.org.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Heating pads, and pillows are often an Amazon choice. And it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com. Or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361. Or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah, it is Free Talk Live, and you're invited to join us here toll-free. Our number is 855-450-FREE. We'll try our best to get you in here in the remaining moments with you in the studio. It's Ian.
Michael.
And Mark.
We've actually got a few calls on the line here, so we're going to get right into those. But I do want to let you know about Liberty.menu. For a long time, libertarians have been looking for and asking for this site. And it's in existence now. It finally is here. It's a libertarian business directory. Or maybe you don't have a business, but you do digital content creation. And you want to promote your YouTube channel or something like that. You can put your content listings up there. You get your event listings. You got business listings. It's a tool for the libertarian community. Liberty.menu, it's free. Listings can be rated and reviewed. There's even a bit of a social networking aspect to help you connect and share with others. Go to liberty.menu. It's exclusively for individuals who reject the initiation of force and who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. So if you're not a libertarian, if you're not a voluntarist, you don't belong at liberty.menu. But if you are, then get on over there. Liberty.menu, you can use code FTL and get yourself a special badge as a Free Talk Live listener. Let's go to the phones and to the Discord on-air call-in line rooms where Zarasta is on the line, I think in California. Go ahead.
Hi there.
Hey there.
I wanted to share a song I learned was controversial. I just learned it really today. Was really? I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus.
That's just a cute song.
Another Christmas classic. Where's the controversy?
Well, the Boston Catholic Church in 1952 or 1953. Deemed that song should be banned because it was talking about adultery, that it had sexualized a relationship with a mother with Santa Claus. And the young boy who sang the song, he was 13, he made an appointment to talk to the leaders to explain to them the meaning of the song. that it wasn't about adultery. It was about the dad who was playing Santa.
Right. That's what I would have figured was.
It's pretty freaking obvious.
Really, yeah.
And then they didn't object anymore, so they it wasn't banned the next year. I don't know how they banned anything on radio, but that's the story.
Yeah, I don't know how the Catholic Church is going to ban a song.
Well, they do own some radio properties.
Yeah, well, and they're not playing I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus on those properties, I'm sure.
They probably aren't. Good story, Zarasta. Anything else you want to share?
No, that's it.
Thanks for the call. It's Arrested there on our Discord. Call in live. Sounds almost like she's sitting in the studio here, just like Gene the Christian Anarchist is on another one of those Discord lines. Go ahead, Gene. Gene? Christian Anarchist?
Yeah.
Hey, we got you.
I'm here.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah, about North Korea. I actually parallel that to China because in China they did similar things. And I went there originally 24 years ago, and China was kind of like a North Korea at that time because everything was still pretty gray and bleak and there wasn't much prosperity, but they had just opened up their doors.
Mm-hmm.
They just started getting the market going. And I saw the parallel between the state-run stores and the free market stores. And of course, there was no competition. The state-run stores only lasted a few years once the free market stores got in there because nobody wanted to go to them. The state-run stores were awful.
They suck because everything that the government does fails and is just absolutely miserable.
Yep, and it's a good example of what I think we can see with North Korea. I'm actually pretty excited about North Korea. I think that peace just might break out, even though the neocons hate that idea. They don't want anything to do with peace with North Korea. They want a war. You know,
they need an enemy. They need to have somebody who is a boogeyman that they can point to say, see, this is why you need us, right? You need to have a mega military. There's this crazy man, Kim Jong-un, way over there, and he's going to do something bad. So we need to make sure we're armed up to the teeth. Not to say that they won't have one in the absence of North Korea. Then they'll just use Iran or they'll use Venezuela.
Afghanistan's still going on.
Yeah, so they'll always be a convenient enemy. But this does take one of them off the playing table.
Right, and it allows for precedence for the future because, I mean, we did all this stuff in the 60s. We talked to the people that were the Soviet Union, during the Cold War. They're constantly having peace talks or at least talks. And so this is going back to what we used to try to do back in the old days was we would try to reason with people rather than just bomb the crap out of them, although you got to go back before World War I, I think.
Reason with people? Who would do a crazy thing like that?
Right, that's
who knew it would be Trump.
Yeah, who knew it would be Trump? That's you got that right. I don't like Trump, and I don't like his new bump stock ban and ban on plastic guns. And, he's definitely not a friend of liberty.
He banned plastic guns, too?
What? I hadn't heard this one.
Oh, yeah, the plastic downloadable guns is
the 3D printed
bill.
Really?
They're trying to get rid of the 80% firearms, the ones where you can buy the receiver 80% completed, and then you finish it off by drilling some holes and milling a couple of slots, and then you got a receiver for a homemade firearm. And homemade firearms have been a part of our history since the beginning. You've always had the right to build your own firearms.
Sorry to interrupt you. I don't see any headlines, at least on a quick search for 3D guns. I don't see anything about
the 80% thing.
That they're trying to ban it?
Yeah, I had heard about that a few days ago. I don't have it in front of me, so I don't have the details, but I had heard something about that.
I'm not seeing anything about a ban on 3D guns.
But putting both of those together, I think it's time to buy a ghost gunner.
Well, either that or a really, really good 3D printer, and I would recommend the one that prints in carbon with alternate layers of carbon fibers. However, that one is terribly expensive. I haven't even bought one myself yet because they're so expensive.
Do you have a 3D printer?
Oh, yeah, I've had two already.
Oh, wow, cool.
I broke one, wore it out.
Wow.
But
what kind of things are you printing out? Like, just like little...
What kind of usable things are you printing out?
Yeah.
A lot of little junk, like a bracket for... In my airplane, I had to hold my iPad up on the instrument panel, and I built a bracket that would hold that.
Sweet. That's pretty handy.
That's helpful.
Now, did you build it from scratch, or did you just download plans that somebody else had already made and print those out?
Oh, I designed it in the 3D software and then uploaded that to the printer and printed it out.
Now, they do have file repositories, right, where you could just go and look around and see if somebody else has already made this, because you obviously don't want to reinvent the wheel if somebody's got one that's pretty darn good already.
Yeah, I upload some of my stuff to Thingiverse, you know, the Thingiverse.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I sure hope that you're wrong about the 3D gun ban. I mean, although it wouldn't surprise me if somebody tried to ban 3D guns, I'm hopefully that doesn't happen. Because
now,
you know,
I think your search is defective because been a lot of discussion on this, and they're trying to slip it into the next gun bill. You'll see, it'll be in there.
Well, hopefully somebody will bring it to our attention when that happens. Gene, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Let's go to Rev, calling from Florida, listening online. Go ahead, Rev.
Hello, gentlemen. Can you hear me all right?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Thank you. Well, okay, so you were discussing feminism earlier, if I'm not incorrect here. And I just wanted to bring up something you've probably addressed already, but the lady, the TERF feminist, the trans-exclusionary feminist, her name, let me see here, Costi Corsione, I believe, who was banned from Twitter. Basically, my point with this and what this ties into...
Hold on. Now, trans-exclusionary, are these the group of feminists who don't like trans people?
Yes, sir. From my understanding, that's correct.
Yeah,
yes,
trans people are very complicated for the feminist ideology.
Yeah, that's true. She was banned recently, apparently, and normally, as a very, very right-leaning person, I would not be inclined to defend the leftists. However, when even leftists are starting to see the social justice kind of cannibalism that is going on currently, I suppose what I would ask you gentlemen, I'm not very familiar with your program, but I just randomly tuned in here, and I like some of what I've heard. But how do you feel, especially, I believe you're in the New Hampshire area, so how do you feel as being the hub of this, how do you feel about really the social justice warrior, and I'll watch my language because I think you're syndicated on some things here, how do you feel about this kind of infiltration and what I believe to be an absolute virus upon the libertarian or libertarian-leaning movement?
Okay, I think this is a topic that deserves more discussion than we can give it right now, because we're at the very end of our radio show for tonight. But here's what I'd like you to do, Rev. Mark and I, we're both back tomorrow on the Tuesday edition of Free Talk Live. So call in at the top.
I think what you'll find is, just as an answer, a quick answer.
I don't want to answer it. Rev, call in at the top, because it deserves more than 10 seconds. Call in at the top of the show, 7 o'clock at night, Eastern time tomorrow. We'll continue the conversation then.
The
10 seconds just isn't going to cut it on this topic. Thank you for the call tonight, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. It is Free Talk Live. FreeTalkLive.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Do you need extra cash to buy gifts or just to pay all those extra bills during the holidays? Well, now you can get cash fast this holiday season with a personal loan for up to $5,000 right from your phone or PC at 79cash.com. How fast can you get your cash? Well, with 79cash.com, our lenders can have your cash at your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income. Go to 79cash.com. And you can get the cash loan you need now. So if you need cash fast this holiday season to buy gifts or pay all those extra bills, go to 79cash.com and get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM-ACAM-84M of NutraMedical.com and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Daigle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.